lower 60s. Tomorrow is another sunny day, back up into the mid 80s. Tomorrow night, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms going to the upper 60s tomorrow night, a chance of rain at 40%, and a chance of rain travels through into Monday, going back up to the mid-80s, and by Monday night, it should be clear again with lows in the upper 50s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to explore. We're going to listen to some of my favorite singer-songwriters, voice and orchestra. Oh, you know, I love rock and roll. I really do. I guess I lean towards, I don't know, how would you describe it? Folk rock, jazz rock. I like music that communicates something real to me. And there's nothing better than a guitar and a bass player and a drummer, and I love that. But there's something about a voice, a singer. When you have the ability to compose beautiful songs and at the same time you're also a gifted performer, it's a magical combination. Okay, so I do love electric music, but when you take somebody who has the gift of a voice, a singer like Joan Baez, like Sandy Denny, like Adele, you'll be listening to them on today's program. When you take someone that has a voice like that, and you put it in a setting where there's even more colors and more texture than in a rock and roll band, when you listen to voice with orchestra, yeah, oh yeah. So there's a lot of interesting uses of orchestra in rock and roll. But on today's program, we're going to be mainly focusing on some incredible recordings with voice and orchestra. The first thing I really want to listen to is an album that I discovered in 1968 when it was first released on Vanguard Records. And you know, Vanguard Records is amazing. Anything that was released on Vanguard, I was willing to investigate. Some amazing stuff. Joan Baez released an album called Baptism. And it's she's singing, and a man named Peter Schickley has composed all the music, arranged all the orchestration, and is conducting the orchestra. So it's really incredible to have a composer actually conducting. And Joan Baez delivers a brilliant performance on this recording. You know her voice so well, her civil rights stuff. But this album is a very interesting combination of spoken word, poetry, and then poems set, orchestrated, and set to music. And the whole thing was conceived, this whole project called Baptism, was conceived by a man named Maynard Solomon. So let's just go into a little background, because you might enjoy it more if you know a little bit. Maynard Solomon was born in 1930, and he was the man that founded Vanguard Records. So he conceived of this project, and he picked all of the poetry. Joan Baez was born in 1941 in Staten Island, and she spent a lot of time around the world, but makes her home here in the Northeast. So we're going to hear just a few tracks from this. We're going to hear two songs, one song and a reading, to the poetry of a man named Henry Treece. He was born in 1912 and he died in 1966. He's British. He went to the University of Birmingham, and in the Second World War, he was lieutenant in the Air Force, the British Air Force. He released poetry in the 40s, And he was very popular among young British poets that had lived through the war. He was also an avant-garde journalist. Anyway, we're going to be hearing a song, Who Murdered the Minutes, and then Oh Little Child. And after that, we're going to be listening to a poem that perhaps you've heard, No Man is an Island, written by John Donne. John Donne lived in the late 1500s. So a very eclectic and beautiful recording from Joan Baez. This is called Baptism.
My sword and my flag, I murdered the minutes. I took the minutes, and what good I did, or see how the black men kneel, he said. There is no hatred in his heart. miracle in his breath. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee.
Joan Baez. singing with Peter Schickley, who wrote those songs on an album called Baptism from 1968. I'm Kathy Geary. Yeah, and you're going with me today to explore voice and orchestra. I love the sound. You know, Joan Baez, okay, she's got a fast vibrato. It's really kind of a high soprano. But what I loved about that performance was the expression and the texture of every word. You know, there's no auto-tuning. There's no overly loud, bombastic type of singing. It's very graceful. It's very refined. Well, there's another singer who has a more powerful voice, the kind of voice that we have learned comes from the British Isles. The woman's name is Sandy Denny, and there is a certain kind of a powerful voice that comes out of England, and I think she's one of the foremost representatives of what that sound can be. I'm thinking like, you know, like Petula Clark in the 60s, Sandy Denny, and then, you know, Adele recently. So Sandy Denny was born in London, England in 1947. It was unfortunate. She died when she was only 31 years old. She had an accidental death. She fell down the stairs at her parents' house. And we lost an amazing singer and songwriter. So I wanted to play, you know, she plays the guitar and the piano, and she did a lot of work with Fairport Convention, which is much more of a standard kind of a rock and roll format, you know, the electric instruments and the trap set and everything. But she was quite a complex musician and did a variety of different recordings. So she started with Fairport Convention, then she formed a band called Father and Gay, and they released an album in 1970. We're going to hear a song from that. And that had Sandy Denny was on piano and guitar, Trevor Lucas on vocals and guitar, and Pat Donaldson on bass. She released a solo album called Sandy in 1972. We're going to start with two songs from that album. There's a polyphonic song, which means that there's a lot of different voices singing melodies all at the same time. It's called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. And this song was written by Richard Farina, who was married to Joan Baez's sister. This song was also recorded by Pete Seeger. But this is one of my favorite recordings that Sandy does. And it's not exactly an orchestral accompaniment, but it does show you her voice. There is a certain amount of reverb on it, but it's an unmistakable voice, powerful and true, no auto-tuning needed, real singing. The microphone is only there to capture the voice, not to become the voice. And that's what I like about the singers we're going to hear today. They're real singers. They could stand and sing without a mic. That's the difference. So we'll hear The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. Richard Farina wrote that. Then we're going to hear two songs that Sandy wrote. Great songwriter. We're going to hear a very orchestral version called The Lady. And the orchestration was and conducting was done by Harry Robinson. And then we're going to hear a track from her Father in Gay Years. This is Sandy Denny, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood.
As gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand, the colors blend and roll as one together in the sand, and often do the winds entwine, do send the distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood and love is Lord of
The maroon stallion, light and dark, have thunder in their sound. The rainbow sign, the blended flower, still have my heart enthralled. The quiet joys of brotherhood and love is Lord of all. But man has come to plow the tide. The oak lies on the ground. I hear the fires in the fields. They drive the stallion down. The roses bleed, both light and dark. The winds too seldom call.
Silence falls. and he wanders on the land. She loves the freedom of the air. She finds a friend in every place she goes.
Sandy Denny. That's from the album called Father and Gay, released in 1970. That song is called Nothing More. She wrote that song. She wrote the song before that, The Pond and the Stream. We started out with a couple of tracks from her solo album called Sandy. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program is about voice and orchestra. So, okay, you know, we did wander back into the world of the electric rock and roll band with Father and Gay, but it's hard to resist the powerful and beautiful, unadulterated singing that Sandy Denny, just a remarkable voice that's so recognizable. She was born in London, England. There's another singer that you're more familiar with, I'm sure. Adele was also born in London, England in 1988. And Sandy Denny was about the same age when she recorded the music that we just heard as Adele is right now. Adele did, you've heard her in a lot of different settings. She's a spectacular singer and she's a great songwriter, but she always collaborates with another person on almost every song that she writes. And in 2012, she recorded the title track to the James Bond movie Skyfall. She produced that album with a man named Paul Epworth. And she also shares songwriting credits with him for the song. Paul Epworth did the orchestral arrangement along with a man named J.A.C. Redford. Well, Mr. Redford was also the conductor of the orchestra. And it is an interesting side note. On the liner notes, it lists the engineer, who recorded the orchestra, the choir arrangements, who the choir was. But it doesn't even mention who the orchestra players are. It just mentions the orchestra contractor. So it is an incredible ability to have a piece of music put in front of you and to interpret it. So let's hear the combination of an amazing singer who can write beautiful music. This is Adele. Voice with orchestra. This is Skyfall.
Let the sky fall.
Performance and a great recording. That's Adele, the theme song to Skyfall, the James Bond movie from 2012. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, you're going along with me, and we're listening to Voice and Orchestra. Well, you know, there's another singer who I am so enamored with, Miss Joni Mitchell. She released an album in 2002 called Travelogue. And it's an unusual recording because it takes a lot of the material that she'd written over the years, and she presents them with a full orchestra, and I'm talking a 40, 50-piece orchestra, released on Nonesuch Records, produced by Joni and her ex-husband at the time, Larry Klein, who's also the bass player. It was arranged, the orchestral compositions and accompaniments for her songs were arranged and conducted by Vince Mendoza, who was born in 1961 in Norwalk, Connecticut. So all these songs are by Joni, and it's interesting because when you hear an orchestral song like Skyfall, it's a big movie screen. Okay, you're getting ready to see James Bond, oh, for heaven's sakes, and then the horns and the brass and the over-the-top accompaniment, they suit that movie. It's what you expect. But when you listen to Joni Mitchell's music, you know, through the years, she's gone from acoustic guitar to electric guitar to piano to a jazz accompaniment, and it's changed quite a bit. But nothing prepared me for what I heard when I listened to this album for the first time. This is Voice and Orchestra. This is Joni Mitchell. Be cool.
Keep your worries out of sight and play it cool, play it 50-50 fire and ice. If your heart is on the floor, 'cause you just seen your lover coming through the door with a new fool, be cool. Don't you sweat it. Start writing right now, trying to forget it. Be cool. Don't get riled. Smile, keep it light. Be your own best friend tonight. Play it cool, play it cool. 50-50, fire and ice. Don't get overzealous. Be cool. Don't whine. Kiss off that flaky Valentine. You're nobody's fool. Be cool, fool. Everybody's gonna name it's be cool. If you're worried or uncertain, if your feelings are hurting, you're a fool. If you can't keep cool, chime them, don't alarm them, keep things light. Keep your worries out of sight. Play it cool, play it cool.